Bonjour, Francophiles, soon to be Francophones. Welcome to French Pod. I'm Erica.
I'm Amarie. Hi, everyone.
This is a newbie lesson. What's a newbie lesson, Amarie?
Newbie lessons for the beginners.
The newbies.
Yeah, the newbies.
That means if you've never learned any French before, or just very little, then this lesson's for you. Even if you have learned a little bit, hopefully you'll still learn something, I'm sure.
There's always something to learn, Erica. And today's a good one.
That's right, Amarie. Okay, we're not going to tell you where this dialogue is going to happen. We want you to try to figure it out. We're just going to give you a keyword that you're going to hear during it. What is it?
Quel âge?
Quel âge? Which literally means, which age?
Quel âge?
Quel âge? Now, we're going to explain that to you later. For now, just keep it in mind while you listen to this dialogue three times. And then after, we're going to come explain it to you, translate, and all that stuff.
Dialogue first time.
Vous avez quel âge, mademoiselle?
J'ai 19 ans.
Je peux voir votre carte d'identité?
Allez, laissez-moi entrer.
Non.
Dialogue, second time.
Vous avez quel âge, mademoiselle?
J'ai 19 ans.
Je peux voir votre carte d'identité?
Allez, laissez-moi entrer.
Non.
Dialogue, third time.
Vous avez quel âge, mademoiselle?
J'ai 19 ans.
Je peux voir votre carte d'identité?
Allez, laissez-moi entrer.
Non.
So, first thing we're going to do is translate it.
Vous avez quel âge, mademoiselle?
What age do you have, miss?
Vous avez quel âge, mademoiselle?
How old are you, young lady?
Vous avez quel âge, mademoiselle? J'ai 19 ans.
I'm 19 years old.
J'ai 19 ans.
I'm 19.
J'ai 19 ans. Je peux voir votre carte d'identité.
Can I see your identity card?
Je peux voir votre carte d'identité.
Can I see some ID?
Je peux voir votre carte d'identité. Allez, laissez-moi entrer.
Come on, let me come in.
Allez, laissez-moi entrer.
Come on, let me come in.
Allez, laissez-moi entrer. Non.
No.
Non.
No.
Non. That's how it works in France.
He plays it by the book, this guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, let's start at the beginning. Obviously, we're at a club. Oops, oops, oops. You hear it, right? And there must be a mademoiselle here who's trying to get in the club. And
yeah, she must be frightened, you know. She's in the queue, saying, am I going to get in?
She's giving it away on her face that she's trying to pull something here. So he asks her a question. So let's start with the first word.
Vous.
Now, this is one way in French to say you, and it's formal.
It is.
Vous. And he's using it because, you know, he's like, serious.
Yeah, first of all, he doesn't know the person.
Right, he doesn't know her. They're strangers.
He's also using the formal to keep the distance.
Yeah, like, hey, listen, I'm the big bouncer guy up here, and you're the little mademoiselle there, all right? Yeah, don't worry so much about all this. When do you use vous and the other one is too, we're not going to talk about today. You'll catch on once you hear more and more context. But for now, we have the word vous. Now, let's take the sentence apart, right? We hit our key phrase.
Quel âge?
Which age? Quel?
Which?
Age.
Âge.
Then he says, you have.
Vous avez.
Vous, you have, vous avez. So what's the whole sentence now?
Vous avez quel âge?
That's how you say, how old are you in French? You have which age?
Exactly.
Vous avez quel âge? And so, how old does she say she is?
J'ai 19 ans.
So it's the same thing in French. When you want to say how old you are, you have to say how many years you have. So she starts with I have.
J'ai.
J'ai. And then the number.
19.
How do you say 9?
9.
How do you say 19?
19.
And then years.
En.
En. So say the whole phrase now.
J'ai 19 ans.
And just a little tip. When you're talking about age, you have to have that word en there. You have to say 19 years. You can't just say 19 like we can in English. 19 ans.
En has to be there when you talk about age.
Okay. So he's not convinced. Mm-hmm.
Je peux voir votre carte d'identité.
Okay, what's the verb to see?
Voir.
voir. I can.
Je peux.
I can see.
Je peux voir.
So as you can see, these phrases can be used in all kinds of contexts. But what does he want to see?
Votre carte d'identité.
Carte d'identité.
That's what we have in France, yeah.
Okay, so your ID card.
Votre carte d'identité.
So what's the whole expression now?
Je peux voir votre carte d'identité, mademoiselle.
Now this is interesting about French, where we're like, come on, you guys say go, right? What did you say?
Allez.
Allez, that's how you say go, literally, but what's what we say, like, oh, come on.
Allez, allez.
Okay, and then she pleads with him.
Laissez-moi entrer.
Laissez-moi, come on, allez, laissez-moi, let me, laissez-moi. What?
Entrez.
Laissez-moi entrer.
Like the three little pigs. With the wolf.
Is that in the French story what they say?
Yeah, let me in. Laissez-moi entrer.
Really?
The wolf says that. Laissez-moi entrer. And the little pig says, no, no, you're a wolf.
Just like this bouncer. He says what?
Non.
Non. So, nice try, mademoiselle. But looks like you're going to have to go home. Not be able to dance with your pals. So, hey, we should listen to the dialogue 3 more times now.
Yep.
Let's do it. Allez.
Allez.
Dialogue, first time.
Vous avez quel âge, mademoiselle?
J'ai 19 ans.
Je peux voir votre carte d'identité?
Allez, laissez-moi entrer.
Non.
Dialogue, second time.
Vous avez quel âge, mademoiselle?
J'ai 19 ans.
Je peux voir votre carte d'identité?
Allez, laissez-moi entrer.
Non.
Dialogue, third time.
Vous avez quel âge, mademoiselle?
J'ai 19 ans.
Je peux voir votre carte d'identité?
Allez, laissez-moi entrer.
Non.
Today, the subject is kind of about age, right? Vous avez quel âge? Anglophone culture, you don't ask people their age. It's not very polite, especially women.
Yeah.
Is it the same in France?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I think it's a Western thing, pretty much.
Yeah. So maybe even a little bit more in France than in America.
Really? It's even worse.
Yeah, it's not always discreet to say that, you know, as you said, to a woman.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, and France is very discreet of anywhere. Discretion is the key. So if it's an indiscreet question, don't ask it. This will probably come in for you more handy if you're someone's asking you to fill out some government papers. Vous avez quel âge? Or something like that. And then we talked about the carte d'identité.
Right, so as I said before, it's a document, you know?
The ID, your ID card.
Right.
All right, now it's time for a little thing I like to call the newbie tip of the day.
Ah, allez, le newbie tip of the day.
Okay, so especially if you've never learned a language before, these tips are for you. Now, it's really important when you're learning foreign languages not to get too hung up on word-for-word translations.
Like we see here in the lesson.
Right, when you're first approaching a language, I remember it's a little troublesome. Like, I didn't want to know that in French you say you have which age. I want to say, how old are you? I want a word for how, a word for old, are, and you. I don't like to use have instead of to be. All that stuff bothered me at first.
So it took you some time before?
I think it's natural, and especially in the very beginning, the newbies That's are going to get a little thrown off by it. Don't worry about it. It becomes natural, and it's normal to feel a little worried about it at first. It's better to start from the beginning to not try to translate anything. Don't think of vous avez quel âge in your head as how old are you. Think of it as just the idea.
What's the question when I want to know the age of someone?
I say...
Vous avez quel âge?
And that's exactly it.
Yep.
Thanks for listening. And if you have any questions, come to FrenchPod.com. You can ask us. We'll answer. You can also find other things to do outside the podcast.
Yeah.
So, merci.
Allez, salut.
Au revoir.